With the new iPhone SE for less than $100 at Metro, you rule. It's the most affordable iPhone on the number one brand in prepaid. So whether you're studying online or FaceTiming.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear.
The iPhone SE has all you need. Switch to Metro and get the iPhone SE for $99.99 after rebate redemption and 6 months of service with AutoPay. Metro by T-Mobile. Rule your day. Limit one per account slash household. Requires port and ID validation. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hello, welcome to the Woman of the Harvest podcast. I am your host for today, Jovana, and today we will be discussing complaining. Before we get into the topic of the day, I want to go ahead and open up in prayer. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are sovereign, you are high and lifted up, you are majestic in all your ways. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that you are calling us to a place of transformation, a place of renewal. Father God, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are bringing us to a place where we are watching our words, where everything that comes out of our mouth is holy and acceptable unto the kingdom of God, unto your throne room, Jesus. So I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit, that you would go out and that you would touch every person who is listening to today's podcast on complaining. And if there be found any complaints in their hearts, in their minds, that you would bring conviction and that there would be a moment of repentance to come into a new place in their lives, a new season. And so I thank you, Father. I thank you, Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Jesus, that you are the ultimate example. You are the ultimate example on how we are to conduct ourselves, on how we are to speak, on how we are to live. And so we pray and we seal this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Okay, so we are talking about complaining. I know we have a lot of complainers out there. I must admit that I too can find myself at that place of complaining. So let's be transparent. But the Lord, let me tell you, the Holy Spirit will quicken you. See, the Bible says to stay in prayer, to stay alert, to speak in tongues, to remain awake. And so when you're constantly speaking in tongues, or you're constantly praying or just being alert, the Holy Spirit, when you have that relationship with the Holy Spirit, he'll begin to quicken you on the things that need to be corrected. And so complaining, let's see. Google defines complaining as to express dissatisfaction or annoyance about a state of affair or an event. Some synonyms for complaining is to protest, to grumble, to whine, to bleat, to make a fuss, and to make a fuss about a form or a state that you're suffering from. And so that's what Google says about complaining. But we don't go by Google. We go by what the Bible says. And so when we're going through life and we're going through situations and when we need clarity and clarification or we just need answers or direction, we go to Google for a definition, but we go to the Bible to handle, see how will Jesus, what does the word say about this particular subject? So we bring in the Google definition just to kind of bring a layout, but we also want to bring in the Bible on how and determine and decipher what the Bible says about particular situations in our lives. So complaining, Philippians 2:14, this is what the Bible says about complaining. It says, do everything without grumbling or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault, in a warped and crooked generation. I'm going to say that again. Philippians 2:14. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault, in the warped and crooked generation. Wow. Okay, so we see here in the scripture, we begin to just rightly divide it. It says here that when we complain, when we refrain from complaining or arguing, we sustain that place of being blameless and pure. See, the Bible says it's not what goes into the mouth, but what comes out that defiles a person. And so when we complain, it shows the place that we're in. It shows the place in our hearts that we are in. And that's a place of just discontent, a place of frustration. And yeah, it's okay. We have those moments where we are frustrated. But the point is not to allow that frustration to bring about curses in our lives. Because the Bible says we have the tongue, the power to either bring about blessing or curses. And when we complain, we begin to bring curses upon our lives. Because God is good in all things, in all situations, in all circumstances. He's good. Despite what it might look like, he's still good and he's still faithful. So when we release blessings, we continue to stay in the alignment of the will of the Lord. But when we begin to complain, it just delays us. Let's look at the Israelites. 40 years going around the mountain, complaining and complaining and complaining. The Lord was providing manna. He was providing water. He was speaking to them, complaining after complaining after complaining. The Lord is like, man, like, have I not shown myself in your life? Have I not shown myself? So because of your complaints, you're going to continue to go around the same mountain because you choose to release curses instead of releasing blessings, instead of praising me, instead of seeing me for who I truly am, but you're looking at your situation. So Philippians 2:14, do everything without grumbling or arguing. I know in life we have situations like, let's say, work or family, and we feel the need to automatically want to say something that's not necessarily biblical. It's coming out of the flesh. So when we speak in the complaints, not even Jesus complained. I mean, he had a moment where he would say, you know, he could have said, Lord, I don't want to do this. Why do I have to do this? Why? These people will never listen. These people, you know, there was not a complaint that came out of Jesus' mouth. He went into the cross and he said, if this cup can pass me, then let it be so. But I'm here to do the Lord's will. That wasn't a complaint, guys. That wasn't a complaint. He said, I'm going to fulfill the will of the Lord. And he went to the cross. So we have to watch our words, because when we speak complaints, it can bring out the purity. See, we're called to be a pure, blameless, spotless bride. And when we complain, we just add a stain. When we complain, we add a blot to our dress, to our garments. Okay, Numbers 11:1-3 says, and when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled. I mean, if we're people of God, we want to be people who want to please the Lord, who walk in the will of the Lord. So complaining displeases him. Again, it shows it in the moments of the wilderness. It hindered them. And so the Lord wants, it's faith that pleases the Lord. That's what the Bible says. It is faith. And when we complain, we come into contradiction of actual faith. We're operating in a different spirit than actual faith. We're operating in a spirit of doubt and discontent. But faith will say, despite the situation, despite my finances, despite the relationships, despite my job, I know that the Lord is good. So I'm going to bless him. I'm going to praise him and walk my way through this wilderness into the promised land, because I know there's more coming. But you see, we get focused on what we see. And the Lord is saying, focus on me. So we want to be people who please the Lord. And so complaining is not it, guys. It's not it, ladies. We need to make sure that we catch ourselves every moment and just turn it around. Be quick to repent. Be quick to repent, because every moment that we let that moment of repentance pass us by, it's the seed goes deeper and deeper, and then it begins to form a root, and all of a sudden we're bitter. We're bitter, we're angry because of all the complaining. We weren't setting our eyes on the promise. Matthew 15:18, but the things that come out of a person's mouth comes from the heart, and these defile them. So complaining often grows on people so gradually that they are seldom conscious of it. Complaining is most of all a danger with persons who have weak health, for weakness of body often produces depression of spirits, and this is the soil in which a complaining spirit takes deep its root. Then it often grows into a habit. So we begin to complain, you know, we say a little complaint here, we say a little complaint there. All of a sudden, we're complaining, and it's just complaining after complaining. And people are like, man, you know, are you ever around someone that's constantly complaining? And you're like, man, this person's never happy. That's what it sounds like. And we're called to have joy. We're called to have peace. We're called to, see, the Bible says that the Lord brings life and life in abundance. And the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. Right? But when we speak life and we speak blessings, we can operate in that joy. We can operate in that life. But when we speak complaints, it's just like we're killing the whole atmosphere. People around you, they're just like, I don't even want to be around this person because they're constantly complaining. It's just sounding like a whining baby coming out of their mouths. And God is like, no, that's not what I want from you guys. Like, this is the kingdom of God. There's no reason to complain. I need you to show the world who I am. You cannot operate like the world by complaining. You need to operate in faith, because that is what pleases me. Then there's like I said, there's always a tone that comes out as well. You ever guys ever notice that there's a tone that comes out, and it's just like, I don't want to hear that. And if we don't want to hear that, then the Lord doesn't want to hear that. He's like, man, will these guys ever get it together? So it's very important for us not to complain. So when we think about complaining, we're like, but how is that spiritual? Like, how does that connect to God? How does that connect to my walk in the Lord? I'm going to give you 5 reasons why complaining is spiritual. Okay. So the first reason why complaining is spiritual is because it comes from an unthankful heart. Complaining is the fruit of a thankless heart. When circumstances obstruct divine perspective, there's a tendency to question God. And then there's a tendency to miss the bigger picture of his goodness. So we can't see the goodness of the Lord because we're complaining. See, with every trial, with every tribulation, there's always something to obtain from that, to abstract from that. There's always something we can get from that. There's always some type of wisdom, some experience that we can get from our circumstances. But instead, we complain and we're not thankful for it. So when we have a thankful heart, we operate in the opposite spirit, and we operate according to the spirit of the Lord. So an unthankful heart leads to complaining. Lack of faith is another one. Why lack of faith? Because our words reflect the position of our heart. As I was saying earlier, if we're complaining, we're not showing God that we have faith. We're dwelling on the situation, but we're not dwelling in his presence. We're not dwelling in his word. Complaining is a sign that we've placed more trust in our situations and our adversity than the character of God. So, in reality, the situation before us has become our God, and we lost sight of the one true God. And the Bible says, and the commandments, have no other God before me. See, we need to be able to be alert and be awakened to this. Because anything that we focus on before God becomes a God, becomes an idol. And the idols separate us from the presence of the Lord. So we need to make sure that we are watching what we're saying, watching what we're speaking, watching what we're coming into agreement with. When we complain, it brings a distorted prayer. I can only imagine if you're praying and then all of a sudden you're complaining out here like in the natural, you're speaking to your friends, you're speaking out loud, you're just fussing and fighting, and then you bring it into prayer. And you're spending your energy on complaining. Instead, you should be spending those worries or concerns and bring it to the Lord. See, God knows all things. He knows our hearts. So let's say we can go into prayer and say, God, you know, this is really bothering me. I need you to help me. I need you to help me look at it in a different aspect. And in the midst of that, Lord God, I'm going to praise you in advance for changing the situation around. I'm going to take all that energy that I spent on complaining about it and turning it into a praise. Come on, let's switch it around. It's a time for us to switch our words, for us to switch our thinking. And when we speak out curses, when we speak out complaints, it's a curse. And so what it does is it delays you. It restricts you. And so that's the next one. I said I was going to give you five. So we have lack of faith is one. The second one is distorted prayer. And the third one is the words that work against you. So those words that you're speaking are only being destructive. You know that angels work on assignment. They go to fulfill the assignment according to the words that we speak. They cannot go and fulfill an assignment that's contradicting the word. They can only speak according to the word of God. Angels are meant to assist the heirs of God. It's in Hebrews 1. They're meant to assist us so that we can fulfill the will of the Lord. But when we're complaining, they can't move. They're like, man, I want to move on her behalf. I want to move on their behalf, but I can't because they're complaining. We got to watch our words, guys. And complaining causes us to forget the benefits of the Lord. That's number five. So complaining causes you to forget the overwhelming goodness of God. We focus on not having the meat and forget to be thankful for the manna. We challenge God about the deserts in life, but forget to remember the parting of the seas. We forget what he brought us through. We forget what he took us through. We forget what he delivered us from. We forget what he healed us from. So complaining has to stop. We have to come to a place where it's just no longer in our vocabulary, where it no longer comes out from our mouth. We need people to see who the Lord is. There has to be hope for people. And if we're constantly releasing complaints and coming into agreement with other people's complaints, then where's the hope? Where can they see Jesus? We have to look at the perspective from the Lord, not our own perspective. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. His ways are higher. His ways are better. So that was five reasons why complaining is spiritual and how it affects our spiritual life. Now I want to give you effects of complaining. The first one is, science shows that complaining not only alters your brain for the worse, but also has a serious negative repercussion for your mental health. In fact, he goes so far as to say is that complaining can literally kill you. It's like you're dragging yourself down to your own pit, your own grave, because you don't see joy in anything. You don't see light in anything. You don't see hope in anything. Everything is just negative. Number two, repeated negative thoughts makes it easier to think. Sorry, guys. Number two, repeated negative thoughts makes it easier to think yet more negative thoughts. They also make it more likely that negative thoughts will occur to you just randomly walking on the street. Another way to put this is that being consistently negative starts to push your personality towards the negative. So if you begin to sow into negativity, you're going to reap negativity. Number three, stress and depression creeps in and affects the body. When your brain is firing off the synapses of anger, you weaken your immune system, you raise your blood pressure, and you increase your risk of heart disease, obesity, and diabetes, interfere with learning and memory. You lower your immune function and bone density, you increase weight gain, your blood pressure increases, your cholesterol increases, and that just leads to heart disease. The list goes on and on, guys. It goes on the effects of complaining. I mean, you ever see someone who's just constantly complaining, just never happy, and they're just eating their lives away, just begin to indulge in things because they're not satisfied emotionally or they're not satisfied in any other way, so they just decide to just indulge in things? That can lead into multiple health concerns, guys. So we have to be mindful of the complaining. How do you avoid the temptation of complaining? All right. So how do you avoid the temptation of complaining? You're faced with a situation and suddenly you just want to just spew out daggers. But we all have a moment, that choice, that valley of decision to say, am I going to complain? Am I going to continue going on this route that leads to death and sickness? Or am I going to release blessings and go down the route of life and abundance and joy and peace? The peace, guys. I mean, how can there be peace if we're constantly complaining? Something's got to change. Something's got to change. So how do you avoid the temptation of complaining? One, you focus on the goodness of God. Two, focus on the positives. Three, stay away from complaining. It's contagious. Four, establish new habits. So if you find your moment in a place where you're going to start complaining, there's been times where we're quick to catch it. And all of a sudden we start speaking in tongues. We start, because we don't want to release curses. We want to release blessings. And sometimes we have to do what it takes to get us to shift into that new mindset, to shift into that new wineskin. So develop a new habit. If you feel like you're going to say something that you shouldn't say, start speaking in tongues. Start worshiping. Walk away. Next one, learn to adapt. And then after that, be less judgmental. So one is focus on the goodness of God. Two, focus on the positives. Three, stay away from complaining. It's contagious. Four, establish new habits. Five, learn to adapt. And six, be less judgmental. And number seven, be grateful. Be grateful. Go before the Lord with praise and thanksgiving. Man, it changes things. You start to see the goodness in people. You start to see their worth and their value. You start to see things differently. Thank you, Lord, for this situation. I know that you're going to bring me out of it. I know that there's something to learn. Show me, Holy Spirit. Shine a light upon my path. Be a light unto my feet and show me what you want me to obtain from this situation. And most of all, guys, we need to ask for forgiveness. Repent, because it's a sin. If it wasn't a sin, then the Lord would have allowed them to enter into the promised land after all that complaining, after their lack of faith, after their unbelief. They were doubting the one true God who delivered their ancestors, who delivered their forefathers, who delivered their children, who delivered them I mean, they seen the Pharaoh and the Egyptians coming towards them and seen the seas engulf them right before their very eyes. Yet they still chose to complain. So this is the importance of complaining. I wanted to give you guys a brief, just something quick. It wasn't too long, because it's not something to dwell in. Just a quick teaching on complaining and what we can do to turn it around. We're in a time of crossover. The Lord has been speaking on it. People have been prophesying. We're coming out of the wilderness and we're coming into the promised land. And if this is you, if you feel like there's a tug and you don't know, like you could see the promised land right before you, but you can't seem to grasp it, then right now you need to repent. Ask the Lord for forgiveness. Let's pray. Father God, we come before your throne room and we say, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for complaining. Forgive us for not seeing your goodness. Forgive us for forgetting what you've done and who you are. Forgive us, Lord God, for operating in the opposite spirit in which you have called us to. Forgive us. Show us those areas that we've been complaining and digging a deeper hole for ourselves. And we decree and declare that right now our words are shifting. Our words are coming into an alignment with the word of the Lord, with your word, God, that speaks truth, full of power, power to shift things, power to pierce through darkness, power to bring deliverance, power to bring healing and transformation. We will speak your word. We will speak your word. Forgive us, God. We thank you for forgiving us. We break off all condemnation. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you begin to renew our minds, renew our words. For it is you who brings sanctification. It is you who brings transformation. It is you, Holy Spirit, that does the good work. And we submit it unto you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. In Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, ladies, for listening, for tuning in on today's word on complaining. Continue to log into our podcast. Continue to subscribe, share, download, spread the word. We're here for you. We're here to train. We're here to equip. We want to see healthy women of God. We want to launch you into your purpose and the plans that the Lord has for you. But first, we have to go through a process of transformation and renewing all the old and coming into the new. And so I thank you for tuning into Woman of the Harvest podcast. Again, I'm your host, Giovanna. Tune into our next podcast. God bless.
Sorry I'm late, everyone.
It's all right.
The meeting's just getting started.
Are you in your closet?
Yeah, it's the quietest place. Not the roomiest, though.
Getting closer with your closet these days?
That dinosaur costume behind you?
What? No.
The Container Store's custom closet sale is here to help with up to 25% off closet systems and free virtual in-home closet design.
Who wants Sean to put on the dino suit?
Really, guys?
The Container Store, where space comes from.